Hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. You may be seated this morning. Glory to the Lamb of God. How many feel like you're in the fire? Oh, I guess some of y'all haven't made up your minds yet. How many feel like the fire is on you? Fire can be in a lot of different places. How many feel like the fire is in you burning? Amen. I don't know. I've used water. I've used fire extinguishers. I've used prayer. I've used everything. But Sister Vaughn, I just don't seem to be able to get that fire to go out. But God says the fire is refining you. It's building you. It's establishing you. It's bringing you forth out of some things and into some things that I have standing and waiting on you. So sometimes we have to just deal with the fire, Brother Tony. Amen. You can open up your Bibles to the 28th chapter of Acts. Amen. The first verse. I'm going to worship just a little bit more. Amen. Ooh, hey. And I know that it's so, and I know. Splendor of a king, oh, he's clothed in majesty. Let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. Oh, he wraps himself in light, and the darkness tries to hide. And it trembles at his voice. Oh, it trembles at his voice. Oh, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great is our God. Oh, age to age he stands, and time is in his hands. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end. Yeah, oh, the Godhead three in one is the Father, Spirit, and Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great is our God. Oh, help us sing it, how great. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great is our God. Yeah, how great
is our God.
How God is great.
Sing with me,
how great
is our God.
All will see how great.
All will see
how great.
Is our God,
is our God.
Hey, yeah.
How great
is our God.
Our God is great.
Sing with me, how great
our God is,
our God. Oh, see how great.
to sing it. Stand to your feet tonight.
Is our God.
Just for a few seconds.
Sing with me.
If you know how great your God is, if you understand what he's done in your life, if you understand what he's doing in your life, if you understand where he brought you from, you understand what he's doing right now, then you know that your God is great. You should have been dead. You should have been lost. You should have been abused. You should be somebody. But God is great because he kept you. God protected you. You should have been dead. And he made great. But God kept you. You should have lost your mind. But God kept you. That's how great our God is. Hallelujah.
Oh, how great is our God. Sing with me. How great is our God.
Oh,
we'll sing.
Clothed in majesty,
Let all the earth rejoice. Let all the earth rejoice. He comes into his light. The darkness tries to hide, and all the world rejoice. All the Lord rejoice. How great. Some praise, and you may be seated this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at your neighbor and tell them, fire of purpose. Look at somebody else and tell them, I'm in the fire of purpose. You just don't know. In the 28th chapter of Acts, the very first verse, we're reading about the man Paul. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the isle was called Melita. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, and they kindled a fire and received us every one. Because of the present rain and because of the cold, and when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he had escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after that looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. Somebody say, change their mind. My God, my God, hallelujah. Folks need to change their minds because you are shaking off some venomous snakes. I don't know what your snake may be, but if you shook it off, hallelujah. Let's look at this. And when they were escaped from, they knew that the isle was called Melita. Now see, there's a whole lot of different trials that's going to happen in your life. You can cry about every one of them, but it doesn't stop the other ones from coming. There's always going to be. Now we see, first of all, they're shipwrecked. They're in a storm. They're in a tempest. And the ship is about to go down. And they escape. And then they realize. What is it? They realize that something special had happened. That God had preserved them. They didn't know that it was God. But Paul knew that it was God. Sometimes it only takes one person to recognize that the power of God is moving. Because people are so caught up in what they're feeling and what they see and how what they hear and what they imagine that they forget that God is still God. It only takes one person to recognize that God is still moving by his spirit on the authority and abundance of his word. It only takes that one. And if that one can believe, if that one can have faith, then that one can move mountains. You might just be that one. Hallelujah. So here they are. They recognize or acquainted with that the island was called Melita, that God had made provisions for them. God makes provisions for you. There are called provisions of God. God has made provisions for you in situations in your life when you just absolutely thought you were not going to make it. God made a provision for you. When you were in your mindset and you couldn't think and you couldn't see and you couldn't understand, God made provision for you. When you couldn't get up and get around, God made the provision for you. When you couldn't see the blessings of God coming into your life, God made provisions for you. When you didn't know how your next bill was going to be paid, God made provisions for you. God has continuously made provisions just for you to show you that his love is greater than anything. His love is greater than any trial. His love is greater than any problem. His love is greater than any situation. His love is greater than hatred. His love, through his love, God will do what? He will make provisions. Hallelujah. But then you're always going to find yourself in the group of a bunch of people. There's always going to be a bunch of people. You can't get away from it. Some going to believe. Some don't know whether they believe, and some will believe. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, meaning that they were very kind to them, and they kindled a fire and received us everyone because of the present rain and because of the cold. Now look at what's going on here. Now they were just shipwrecked, and you think being on the island would be enough. But then they still have rain, there's still trial. Even though they were rescued from the ship, they are still in trouble. There's still rain, and then it's cold. Now, you can imagine if it was already cold, Elder Tim, that if it's raining, that makes it twice as cold. So here they are, twice as cold. They're out of one dilemma into another dilemma. You pray all the time, Lord, I just got through this one thing. Why am I in another? It's a possibility that what you went through the last time didn't bring you to the place God wanted you to. So here you are again. Until God can get you to where he needs you. I'll cry out real quick. Father, just dump it all on me so I can get there quick, fast, quick, and in a hurry. So the kingdom, so showed him no little kindness, and they kindled a fire and received us everyone because of the present of rain and because of the cold. Somebody say, cold. Baby, it was cold out there. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, here's the man of God doing what he sees right in his own eyes, what his heart is telling him to do. His heart is telling him, since they've already blessed thee, they've accepted you into their land, they've accepted you into their little fire here, why don't you get you a bundle of sticks and help out? So in the process of him helping out, we see that there's about to become another problem. As Paul gathered a bundle of sticks and he laid them on the fire, there came a viper. The word viper is translated in the Greek poisonous. There came a poisonous viper. Somebody say poisonous. 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 A poisonous viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. Remember, anytime you're in the heat, there is something in there waiting to devour you. It's your attitude that governs what you do for God in the midst of your heat. While the fire is burning, it's your attitude that governs whether it burns you or it singes you. It's your attitude that determines whether you come out of the situation smelling like smoke or not smelling like smoke. It's your attitude. It's the way you look at the situation. It's the way you deal with the situation. Watch how this man of God deals with the situation. It's how you deal with your things in your life. God determines who you are in God and what you're going to accomplish for God. It's raining and it's cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks, I like that, he gathered a bundle or a multitude of sticks, amen, and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat. Then you have to ask yourself, how many snakes do you know that can sit in the middle of fire? I watch the History Channel and the Animal Channel all the time. And the one thing that a snake hates most is fire. He's not going to sit in fire. But for some strange reason, out of this fire comes a viper. When I read that, I kept reading that over. God says, you know what it was, son? Everybody has a viper that's been tuned in and labeled with their name on it. Your viper might not be coming out of the fire, but it's the viper just the same. And it wants to latch onto you, and it wants to make you look bad. And it makes it wants you feel bad. And it wants to make you think that you miss God. And it wants to make you think that you can't hear from God. And it makes other people think bad things about you also. It's amazing what this viper does. All of a sudden, this viper comes up out of the heat and fastens on his hand. We know that hands represent works. Well, this viper's trying to destroy the works that's about to take place, because Paul's about to show them that God is not dead, but that he is a very present help in the time of trouble. Amen. Paul's about to show them what the glory of the living God is all about. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. What? Because of trouble. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer. How could they make that assumption, Sister Lisa, just because the snake is hanging on his hands? If he had hung on their hands, would they have been a murderer? Would they have been a murderer? Would something? What would they have called themselves? But because he hung on Paul's hand, this man must be a murderer. Folks seem to think in this Christian walk that we're in, that because people are going through something, there's something they're not doing right. I know y'all don't want to hear this morning. Because they got problems in their life, they not living right. Oh, my God. Because they got sickness in their body, they not living right. Because they having financial problems, they not living right. Because they got so much persecution and people hate them and afflicting them, they not living right. I beg to differ. It's because they doing what God called them to do that they going through the hell that they're going through. You can't tell me that Paul wasn't the divine will of God. If he wasn't, God would have never let him survive the shipwreck. He survived the shipwreck. He's on the island. The barbarians usually kill you and destroy you, but yet they made a fire for them. They prepared a meal for them, and Paul went and got sticks and put them together, and then out of that comes a viper, a venomous viper, and hangs on his hands, showing to let us know that sometimes in the midst of the works that you're doing for God, the enemy is going to attack you. The enemy is going to try to destroy you. The enemy wants to tear you down, but don't you stop. Don't you stop believing God. Don't you stop fighting the good fight of faith. Don't you stop running this race with pace, because I've got news for you. If you keep pressing on, if you keep moving on in, God's got something special for you. Oh, my God. So here these barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand. I said hang on his hand, not just bite him and let go, but it is hanging on his hand. Hanging on his hand, representing that it's trying to show forth its own power, show forth its own authority, to let folks know that here, I am here. Your problems want to hang on you, and they want everybody to see that they're hanging. If the snake had a bit him and let go, the barbarians wouldn't have paid so much attention to it. But because the snake bit him and hung on to his hand, it allowed everything around him to see. And while they were looking at this snake or this venomous snake hang on Paul's hand, it gave them the attitude to pass judgment on him. Folks are passing judgment on you because of things you're going through. Folks have passed judgment on you because of things you went through. Folks are passing judgment on you because of things you said and things you going through. But I got news for you. Nobody can pass judgment on nobody. The word of God said, except you get the mote out of your own eye, how are you going to get it out of somebody else's eye? You can't pass judgment on nobody, but they passed judgment on Paul. But I got news for you. God will come to your rescue. God will come and move for you. God will show forth the glory of God. God will show forth his deity and prove that whatever it is you're going through, he's got your back. He's got your front. He's got your undergirded. He's got your top. So don't you worry. Whatever you're going through today, God can bring you through. Whatever you're feeling today, God will strengthen you in it. Whatever thing you got going, God will got you through it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and praise him this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, my shetere, come on, oh, shaka. Hallelujah. Oh, they said this venomous beast hung on his hand. They said among themselves. See, there's always going to be that clique that's going to be among themselves. They're not going to let everybody in the clique because they're afraid that somebody's going to get in there and say, y'all wrong. So they want to hang around those folks that are like-minded. Glory to God. Lord, have mercy, Reb. They want to make sure that you feel like they feel and they feel like you feel. That way you can gossip the same gossip. Oh, man. That tickled me, Jesus. Oh, among themselves. So now here they are, conspiring among themselves, gossiping. No doubt this man is a murderer. Hallelujah. He wasn't a murderer when he first landed. What changed that made him a murderer? You were the upstrike, the greatest, the most supernatural person, the loving, the kindest person in the world until they saw something that they didn't like in your life. Then all of a sudden you became Attila the Hun. But what I found out about the whole situation, the only thing that changed was not you, them. You meddling, brother, you meddling. Listen to what they say. No doubt this man is a murderer whom, though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth him not to live. Oh my God, he didn't escape the sea. How many people escape a tempest? He has escaped the sea. And the good thing, you know what I like about the power of God? When they were on that boat and they were crying about, oh, we all going to go down. We all going to die. Paul stood up and said, look at here. I got a work to do. Long as I got a work to do, if you with me, then you cannot die. Stop worrying about what you going through, what people think about you, what they have to say about you, what they do to you. You cannot die until you do the work that God has called you to do. And if God has called you and chosen you to do the supernatural in the kingdom of God, then you do what God has called you to do. I'm not worried about dying. I get discouraged, but I encourage myself. I get down, but I uplift myself. I want to give up, but I don't give it up. I'm telling you today that the word of God is greater and powerful than anything in your life, and if you abide in it, it'll abide in you, it'll strengthen you, it'll fortify you, it'll prepare you, it'll take you in the way you need to go. I got news for you, saints. Ain't no devil, ain't no flesh, ain't no person can stop you from receiving what God has already purposed in your life. Oh, my shaking today from a whole shine. Hallelujah. Though he has escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. Ah, but look at what the man of God said. You have to use every situation as a blessing for God. When they were stoning Stephen, they were stoning, and he lifted up his eyes toward heaven, and he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. My God, my God. As they were doing in Jesus, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That's a revelation in itself. Because folks, most folks don't know what they're doing because it's not their doing it. Paul said, I found that there was another law operating in my members outside of that which God has placed in my life. There's an old nature in you that does what it wants to do, when it does it, when it wants to do it, and how it wants to do it. That's why you, by the power of God, have to bring it under subjection so you no longer let it rule you, but you rule it. I'm closing. And when the barbarian saw the venomous snake, the vengeance suffered not to live. And he shook off the beast in the fire and felt no harm. Well, the trouble come out of the fire. Paul figured the trouble might as well go back into the fire. I'm sure he could have took it and threw it over there, threw it to the side, but he threw the beast back in the fire. Why? Because he wanted you to know, if the beast come up out of the fire, then you ought to know that the power of God shall also consume the beast. So Paul took the beast and threw him back in the fire. He shook him. See, there's something about the word shook. The word shook means that he didn't just throw him off, but he wanted an example. He wanted folks to see that the venom, the viper was still on his hand, and that all he had to do was do what? Was obey the word of God and to shake himself. Like Jesus said, shake the dust off your feet and continue on. What Paul was practicing was this: shake him off, shake him off, shake him off, shake him off. And when Paul shook him off, where'd he fall? Right back into the same fire from whence he come. When you start praying, you have to start sending those things that come against you back to where they came. Stop trying to send stuff to hell. Ain't nobody in hell. Stop trying to send demons to hell. They don't go to hell. Just send that mess back where it come from. You'll be a surprise at folks that's persecuting you. You don't have to know who they are. Father, whoever it is, I send it back where it came from. Father, whoever they are, I send it back to where they came from. Shake yourself. Send that mess back to where it came from. You will find out that you are free from all that. Paul shook the venomous snake and it fell back into the fire. And they began to change their minds about the man of God. Well, we saw that he got delivered from the shipwreck, but yet this viper is latched onto him, so he must have done something bad. He must have been a criminal. He must be a murderer. But Paul said, I'm going to show you who a murderer is. I'm going to show you who my God is. I'm going to show you just how great my God is. You got Now you see that this is a venomous snake, right? You see that he's got his fangs lost into my hands, right? Yes. Now watch what I do with him. Huh? Shake him off down and back into the fire. Now that which he come from, he has just went back to, because I want to show you something, that no weapon formed against me can prosper. Hallelujah. Y'all don't hear me this morning. No weapon formed against me can prosper. If God be for me, who can be against me? Oh my God, my God. My God, my God. Listen to me this morning. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. That thing is in the world. I'm here. I shook him up. My God, my God, my God. He shook off the beast in the fire and he felt no harm. Oh, my God. And scriptures say, no deadly thing shall harm you. Now you got to use some wisdom. Don't go out and drink no bleach and expect God to save you. Look what happens. Howbeit they look when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. You know why they feel like this? Because they've seen so many of their own people bitten by these vipers, and they swole and they fell down and they died. But that's something about the power of God. There's something about the anointing in your life. The anointing protects you. The anointing keeps you. The anointing destroys yokes. The anointing provides and meets needs. The anointing is more than just a word, but the anointing is a way of life that flows down through your spirit, down through your soul, down through your flesh, keeping you, protecting you, bringing you forth, touching your mind and supplying the peace that you don't have, supplying the joy that you need so desperately. I got news for you. You've got to start seeking God. Why? The simplest first thing, if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, all these things added unto you. What do you need added unto you today? You better start seeking God. Paul shook off the beast. And look, and when he should have been swollen and fallen down dead, suddenly. But after that, they looked at a great while and saw no harm come to him. They changed their mind, said, oh, he must be a god. It's easy to go from being a devil to a god, ain't it? Gonna leave that one alone. Let me tell you something, folks. You are who you believe you are. You are who you believe you are. It's time to step up and proclaim that this is God's day. Shake off that viper, because he can't destroy you anyway. Shake him off. Drop him back in the fire that he came out of. And don't worry about what people call you, because they can't call you anything because they don't know you. So stop taking it personal. Keep seeking after the things of God. Saints, let me tell you something. We are so worried about the drunk and the alcoholic and the crackhead and the drug addict. And we're so worried about the adulterer and the fornicator and this and that. We're so much worried about all these things. And we're not worried about the love of God and the peace of God and the mercy of God and the goodness of God and the long suffering of God and the faith of God. And we don't think about these things, but these are the things we ought to be thinking about, because these are the very things that are going to keep people out of heaven. These are the things that are keep you from seeing God. Paul realized that. That's why he was able to shake the serpent off of his hand, because he realized that if he shook it off, then they would see something more than who he was. Now they're calling him a God, but when he gets to ministering to them and letting them know about his God, they will realize that he is just a man sent from God with power and with love. Come on and give God some praise. Everybody stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. A lot of us have snakes hanging on us, and we need to shake them off. It may be in a lot of forms: despondency, hurt, aches, anxiety, stress, discouragement, unrest, unpeacefulness, no joy, sickness, poverty, whatever it is. This morning, we're going to believe that God's going to give us the ability to shake it back into the fire. Amen. Because you have to shake it. You notice no one came to Paul's rescue. Most folks afraid of what you're going through anyway. And then you got them folks that like to see you going through, because it makes them feel supernatural. Ooh, I shouldn't have said that, should I? Hallelujah. Ooh, Lord have mercy. Amen. So I'm going to ask everyone who has some type of serpent hanging on their life. It may be a sickness, disease, a heartache or pain, agony, distress, discouragement. If you're one of those, I want you to come stand across this front. And I'm going to very quickly just go by and touch you and agree with you, so that the very power of God will strengthen you, and you in your own self can shake this venomous snake off of your life back into the fire from whence has he come. Hallelujah.